Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
You're listening to Retaking Elysium, a Mars Consortium story, written and read by M. Darusha Wame. Chapter 10. Lisa Marie looked through the open door and wondered if the therapist, Dr. Singh, needed help more than her patients. Her dark hair had nearly fully escaped from the braid which had once constrained it, and her golden earrings were not exactly a matching pair. On another person, it would simply be their style, but Lisa Marie didn't think the doctor had intended the look. Regardless, she was smiling and professional as she ushered Lisa Marie into her office. "I'm sorry to keep you waiting," she said, downing a cup of coffee and tapping furiously on her handheld. "I'm busier than a one-toothed man at a coronated contest." The folksy non-sequitur made Lisa Marie laugh, and Singh smiled as she sank into her chair. "Glad to see your appreciation for bad jokes is intact," Singh said, waving her into the chair opposite her desk and scanning her handheld. "Says here you like to be called Lisa Marie. She, her pronouns?" She nodded. "So then, Lisa Marie, what's up?" She'd have preferred to warm up to the topic a little, but her appointment was for only 20 minutes, and she figured there wouldn't be an opportunity to extend the time. She took a breath, closed her eyes, and forced it out. "I get obsessed with my memories. I've always been this way, but I thought I had it under control. I'd been doing better. I was able to stop the loops from taking over, but it's all come back now, all of a sudden, and my usual techniques aren't working." "Are these particular memories?" Singh asked. "Specific incidents you're reliving?" Lisa Marie shook her head. "They're just random thoughts from my past. Nothing terribly interesting or traumatic or anything, just events. It's always been like this. Moments from my life come back, like I'm watching a movie, and I can't seem to look away." Singh nodded, but didn't say anything. "It's always a problem when this happens, you know, for my general mental health. But now it happened on the job, and it nearly got me injured. I'm worried that it's getting worse." "You've had therapy before?" Singh asked. "For this issue?" Lisa Marie nodded. "I've never had a formal diagnosis, but one of my counselors called it nostalgia loop disorder." Singh nodded again. "It's not a recognized condition yet, but I've read a few papers about it. For some people, it's characterized by always referencing the past, as if it were more real than the present or future. For others, it's an overwhelming sense that the best is behind you." "That's not me," Lisa Marie said. "I'm not all about the good old days. I just... when a memory comes, I can't stop thinking about it. Or I can, but it's difficult. I have to really work at it. And lately, it's getting harder." Singh nodded and made some notes. "Let's look at this from another angle. Tell me about some of your plans for the future," Singh said. "After you're done working for Platinum Mars, what's next? Working the mines isn't an easy way to make a living. What are you saving up for?" Lisa Marie frowned. "Nothing in particular. I like physical work, and I liked the idea of being somewhere remote, somewhere new. Besides, when this opportunity came up, I was flat broke. It was Mars or bust for me." She paused, but Singh didn't fill the silence. Finally, Lisa Marie said, "This wasn't part of a grand plan. It was just a job. That's how things have always gone for me. I've never really had enough security to plan for anything. Not even a pie in the sky, what if I found a bag of money on the street dream?" Lisa Marie thought about it, then shook her head. "I see. It's hard enough staying in the present, right?"
"Yeah."
"Well, the present is kind of a slippery thing," Singh said, leaning back in her chair and popping her feet up on the corner of her desk. "Some people believe it doesn't even really exist, from either a physics or a philosophical standpoint. But the future is real, at least in our minds. In the sense that when we imagine what might be, and strive to work toward that goal, we are creating a situation where that outcome might become possible. We shape ourselves and our surroundings in a way that makes imagined reality more likely. Like greasing a track, Lisa Marie said. Exactly. Trying to stay rooted in the present is hard. There's a reason why being in the moment is a meditation exercise. But if you find something you want to achieve, something you want to change, and work toward that, it might help ground you in the day-to-day. And if you have more to focus on now, that might make it easier to resist the desire to return to past memories. A bell dinged and a slight frown crossed Singh's face. I'm sorry, that's our time. I'll schedule you in for a follow-up, but it's going to be a while from now, I'm afraid. You'd really think that they'd have expected a little more work for therapists up here. I mean, it's not exactly a surprise that there's more than a few cases of earth sickness, but... She threw up her hands in an exaggerated shrug. What do I know? I'm a doctor, not an administrator. Lisa Marie bumped the door to the bar open with her hip, squinting at the dimness inside. She'd hoped that Dr. Singh would have given her some kind of exercise to do, cognitive behavioral therapy or something, a specific action she could take when the thoughts got out of control. But of course, she already had those tools, and they hadn't been working for her. There was no simple solution, no injection to counteract her stupid brain. We could send people to Mars, but we still couldn't stop brains from being jerks. Her eyes adjusted to the dim lighting, and she made her way to the bar. She recognized the bartender on shift, the same woman who'd served her that first pint of IPA when the place had opened. Lisa Marie had been coming regularly enough that she knew the woman was called Illa, and that she did, in fact, like hops. "I've got a new XPA on. Give it a try?" Illa asked, a frosty glass already in her hand. Lisa Marie nodded and thanked her, then leaned against the bar as Illa poured the drink. "Tough day?" Illa asked as she carefully set the brimming glass down on the mat. "Not really," Lisa Marie said. "No more than usual, anyway." She took a sip of the beer and smiled in appreciation. "Nice." Illa nodded. It was in between shift changes, so there was no one else waiting at the bar. "The hydro farm is finally getting some new crops out. The Ruwaka hops grew like gangbusters, so the brewers really went to town on this one. It's a bit too green for me, but the hopheads seem to like it." "Yeah, it's good," Lisa Marie said. "Citrusy." "Well, enjoy it while it lasts," Illa said. "Word from HQ is no more experimentation in the farms for the next season." She rolled her eyes. "Gotta focus on core production only." She made air quotes with her fingers. "Well, we do have to eat," Lisa Marie said, but Illa snorted. "You see anyone starving? Food production is fine. They just don't want to expand, give us anything a bit more interesting than the basics. It wouldn't be hard to pop up another greenhouse dome, let the biotechs try something new. But instead, they're building that new admin dome so a bunch of bureaucrats can work out how to sell licenses to Earth corporations to build a fucking theme park." "Someone's building a theme park on Mars?" Illa barked a short laugh. "No, it was just an example. Though, honestly, I wouldn't be surprised if someone did in a few years. That resort is planning a golf course, so who knows?" "Wow," Lisa Marie said. "That is a bit ridiculous." Illa nodded. "Someone ought to do something about it. I mean, without all of us who live up here, Platinum Mars can't make any money. The Mars Consortium is supposed to be looking out for us, making things livable up here. But it seems like they're more interested in selling chunks of the planet off to the highest bidder. It's like they forgot they actually need us." "Yeah," Lisa Marie said, the germ of an idea forming in her mind. "Someone really should do something about that." You've been listening to Retaking Elysium, a Mars Consortium story, written and read by M. Darusha Wame. For more information, visit darusha.ca. Thanks for listening.